got a new show for y'all.
We got a damn good show, Keith.
Yeah.
Before it starts the show, remember, everybody, you can always support the Twins by buying a patriotic item from our website. Use discount code Delta. We going to give you, what do you feel like today, Keith? Feel like 20?
Yeah, I feel like 20.
Going to give you 20% off today. Just for today, though.
Hey, man, I want to talk about this video I saw of this young lady.
Yeah.
Well, she probably ain't young. She's probably like in her 30s or so.
She looking young enough for me. You know how I like them Asians.
Hey, Kip, let's get serious on this. This is a serious
But I'm topic. A married man now. Happily married to my wife of 21 years. Hey, how long you been married, man?
Same time. We do everything together. Why you got to ask that question? When my wife got pregnant, his wife got pregnant. It's a twin thing. Y'all wouldn't understand.
Yeah.
But anyway.
We couldn't find twins. We wanted to have kids that all look alike.
That'd be confusing as hell.
Hey, what's your whose boy? Is that yours or mine?
Is that your wife or my wife? Well, it's not, man. You know what she just did to me? Hey, Kevin.
Yeah, that'd be crazy, hell. Marrying twins, doing wife swapping and all that.
Yeah, that sound like a damn nightmare.
That'd have been crazy as hell, man. You didn't know. We wouldn't have known who kids are who. Because we got DNA, man. It's like, I don't know if it's your kid or your kid.
You ask the kid. I mean, if you can ask the kid what sex they are, you can ask him which one.
But since we're talking about how crazy this world is, as far as, you know, kids picking their own gender.
Hey, Keith, it's a crazy world, man. It's a crazy world.
Man, you ain't say it right.
It's a crazy world. Yeah, it was a good one.
I think this happened in New York. I'm not sure, but I'm going to show y'all the video. Check it out. Pansexual, huh? It's all that licking action.
All that tongue action.
That's, yeah. I don't know, for kids to be looking at this, is that okay? No, it's not. It's wrong.
Propaganda.
Yeah.
This is
normalizing.
Normalizing.
The next generation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know why. No, like, no one sees this.
No.
It's sensitive.
TV told them not to get upset.
Shut up, dude.
We're going over there. Let's go to the bathroom.
Look at him.
I mean, serious.
Look at all them sheep on that subway. Look at him. Got the mask on and everything. Look at them damn fools.
Over here. It's like
three,
it's like a...
Well, it's
what's that? I know what that means.
That's some finger banging, actually.
Yeah, finger banging right there.
You finger banging an apple?
Yeah, turn it down, sister. It's a damn patriot right there. That's a patriot. Look at that. Look at that. All that damn sinning.
Yeah, they made sure they put a black and a white.
What the hell's a pansexual?
Pansexual.
You gotta look up the definition on that later. Look, he ain't sheep, man. He helping her tear it down, man.
So you know what?
He's a damn patriot. These are two patriots right here,
look,
man.
Look at the sheep back on your mask on.
Look at the sheep. What are you doing?
Yeah,
it's true. That COVID, Democrats are not gonna let that go away.
Yeah.
Yeah, tear it down. Look, she's scared of black man. You see him get up?
Black, you know you don't supposed to do that.
Yeah, well, you the new face of white supremacy.
You know what? So they
what
got
you, say?
You know,
you know you don't supposed to do that.
Well, I'm saying that because blacks primarily over 90% vote Democrat, and this is Democrat propaganda here. That's all it is. And it's like, what did you ask me? What's
pansexual, man?
You know that? It depends.
You know more about the LGBTQ community than I do.
Look it up on your phone, man.
I already know what it is. I do my damn research. Nah, I want to hear the clinical definition for it, man.
No, pretty
I don't
much.
Need no Southern Negro definition.
Yeah, I already know.
I want to hear the white man's definition. Pull up the
you
white man.
The white liberal's definition. Hey, I'm going to tell you what it is. It's pretty much you'll have sex with anything.
What? With anything?
Yeah, that's what pansexual is. You have sex
that,
with them.
That's that. I thought you used to call that bestiality.
Well, it's got to be the same damn race.
It got to be the same species.
Yeah, same species. Well, let me pull it up.
Same race. What are you talking
pansexual.
About?
Pansexual.
You meant to say same species. I can't even say that word. There's some damn E's in my eyes in there. What'd the white man say it was? Hurry up, man. What'd the white man say?
The white liberal man says, not limited in sexual choice with regard to biological sex, gender, or gender identity.
See, I need a definition of the definition.
All it means is you're gay. What's wrong with the word gay?
Yeah, y'all, like, LGL, that stands for what, lesbian, LB, B is bisexual.
I ain't get...
Wait a minute, LBQ, Q is queer, yeah. LBQ, what was next, T?
I don't care.
Is that transgender?
I don't know.
LBL, man, fuck it. I can't keep up with this shit.
Okay, so...
But, yeah, like you said, Keith, all it means is you're gay. You're just gay.
You're just gay.
You're not a lesbian.
You gayer than some gay people. I mean, you really gay.
Yeah,
I mean,
true,
you're
man.
So gay, soon as somebody look at you, they're like, what the hell is going on here?
Yeah, like transgender, you're just gay.
You're just...
Lesbian, you're gay.
Well, you could be transgender.
Bisexual, not... you're gay.
Well, transgender, I've seen transgender couples that are not actually gay.
Yeah.
They're just playing the other team. Like the woman playing the man playing the woman.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's still technically straight sex.
Yeah, I've seen men that transition to be a woman, and then that partner is a woman that transition to be a man.
Yeah.
But you still have sex like straight people.
It's a crazy world. It's a crazy world.
It's a crazy world, man.
It's a crazy world.
It's crazy as hell out there, man.
Hey, but
hey, you know what, Keith, man?
Let me say something.
Hey, let me say something. You doing all the talking. You know what's crazy, man?
What?
Why y'all I mean, you don't
shut up.
Yeah, it don't make sense, man. You got a woman finger banging an apple. I mean,
you got pansexual prayer. I understand what y'all trying to do is you're trying to normalize this. But this is the issue I have with this.
Yeah.
You don't see signs on subways or anywhere of promoting being straight.
Yeah.
Right? So why y'all got to put this stuff out here promoting being pansexual? Why do you need to promote this?
Yeah. And then, it doesn't make any sense.
I mean, like, I'm on that train, I'm on that subway train, whatever it is. I'm not trying to see this. What if I got my kids with? I'm just trying to go to work. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to go home.
Yeah.
Why does my kids need to see that?
Yeah, why does anybody need to see that, really? It's you putting up sexual content on the subway. You might as well put a damn glory hole on there. Might as well. That's the next step. You're going to take down the picture with the finger banging the apple. You're going to put up a picture of just a hole in the wall.
No, it's going to be pansexual boots because, you know, they got to have sex well. They're going to have glory holes on. I mean, I don't get why do you have to promote it?
Yeah.
You don't promote being straight. Why y'all got to promote this? Y'all, what y'all doing is it's propaganda, just like the woman said. That's all you're doing.
Yeah.
That's all you're doing.
I'm all about people being comfortable in their own skin. Like when you see celebrities say, I'm a gay. Like we got football players come out. We got basketball. Yeah. I don't know if we got any basketball players coming out.
Man, you notice some gay people in
there. Yeah, I'll be.
Right after the game.
I can tell they're gay too. So when they go up to court, when they do a crossover, oh, that was gay as hell what you just did. I know he ain't straight. Just the way you dunk that basketball. The way you do that damn crossover on your hips and shit. Man, you gay as hell. But yeah, man, I stand with this lady.
Yeah.
Took a little while for the other dude to join her, man. Everybody on that subway should have jumped up on that.
I mean, I'm not homophobic. I'm not any of that. But why do you feel the need to promote it?
Yeah.
I mean, these new terms like pansexual.
That's just weird. You're just gay. You're gay.
Yeah, it's like
you're a homosexual.
Yeah, you're nothing new.
Yeah.
You didn't just, this didn't just start. This has been going on for ages. I understand gay people have been mistreated. I get that.
And persecuted. I understand that.
I understand that. Yeah. But why do you got to promote it?
Why you got an apple, finger banging apples?
I mean, it's just for kids. Like, kids on the subway, I mean, it's for the younger generation. They shouldn't see propaganda because you're normalizing it to little kids, and kids are easily
manipulated.
So like when we were growing up.
Yeah, I know.
Hold on. I was going to say something.
Like when we was growing up, I remember my parents got Cinemax. And I remember every Friday, we used to come on Friday.
Man, you ain't
got
to tell everybody everything about us, man. Some things you got to take to your grave.
No, man. I remember, I think it was every Friday, Saturday night, it was called Cinemax After Dark, Friday After Dark. It was just dirty smut films. It was fake, but it looked real. Especially me at 12. I was like, I hope mama going to sleep. She go in the other room.
You remember them Emmanuel movies?
Yeah, Emmanuel 1, Emmanuel 2.
Yeah, the first 10 I saw, they was all white, and then it says Chocolate Emmanuel. I was like, oh, I got to see this.
Yeah, she's always European.
Yeah.
Then they put an African in there. All of them had the same body, skinny and big fake tits. You can count the damn real bones of them girls. But I thought it was hot when I was a kid.
Yeah, you think anything is hot at 12.
Yeah,
man.
But it only came on after midnight, remember?
Yeah.
It's because kids are up. I remember I'd be falling asleep till like... be going to sleep. Did I fall asleep? No, man, it's 12:30. And I already missed 30 minutes. Kevin, wake up. Wake up.
Get the hell off me.
I'm Gray Williams on.
I fell asleep, man, and woke up. I was like, you was like, looking at you was like this. Like you was in a trance.
No, I remember I fell asleep. I woke up.
No.
Hey, man, come on. Dad looked at you. He's like, what?
Man, you crazy as hell, man. We got Christians watching us.
Man, it was like, you was like 12, man.
You had the devil in you.
You had the devil in you. Damn devil got in you. Got your nuts tight.
I'm a Christian now.
But it doesn't make me homophobic. It's just that I feel like y'all pushing this stuff down people's throat. You're exposing it to kids to manipulate them.
Sex, sexual orientation, what people do in their own bedroom should not be broadcasted in public places. That should be only done in someone's bedroom, like on a TV behind closed doors. It shouldn't be made available to the public. You're sexualizing society, and that's just wrong.
Yeah, because kids are in society. I mean, kids can't... What y'all want little kids just going around just at 8, like just...
Yeah, looking at a damn picture of a woman finger banging a damn
apple. I remember I came across pornography when it was like...
Here you go with this, man. Just give them all the secrets.
No, I'm just saying...
You're just a damn open book today, ain't you?
No, I'm just speaking from experience when we was kids. When we came across that magazine...
Yeah, I remember the magazine, man.
Man, that put the devil in me, man.
Yeah, porn.
I was like... 9, I just want to walk up to a woman and say, excuse me, miss, is it okay if I stick my...
What the hell is wrong with you today?
You don't remember that?
I ain't never, man. You still got the devil in you.
No.
When you was a kid, you just want
to... I remember, man, you got blue balls. We couldn't walk after we watched that.
Man, you crazy as hell today.
Damn nuts look like damn...
That's enough.
Nuts like big swollen...
Hey, walnut. Cut it out.
Y'all seen walnuts? The veins come out. That's where my nuts look after watching it. I was like, oh my God, this is what I got, the blue bone. You'll expose this stuff to kids. That's part of our problem now. That stuff screwed us up.
Yeah, porn, seriously, it ruins a lot of people's lives.
Man, it screwed me and you up.
No, I'm good though, man. I'm Christian now.
Anyway,
Christian.
I salute that lady
and that guy, even though he was a. He's a follower. Need to be more of a leader like this Asian woman. You had to wait to see somebody do it. Should have just did it. You should have been a real man.
Damn, good show.
Yeah.
Mike Lindell, true patriot. He needs our help. Here's a man who started from nothing. Built a great company, great products. I mean, you can buy pillows, towels. You can even buy some stuff for your pets, for your dog. I'm buying some stuff for my dog, Milo, and Ruby. We support people that have a great product and supports our country.
Yeah.
And they support freedom of speech.
Yeah, I don't support companies that's
just that don't support this country.
Yeah, I don't support companies that don't value other people's opinions. And the left is trying to destroy this man because he has a different opinion.
Yeah, just because he supported the president of the United States. So go to his website now.
Yeah,
right. Use discount code Hogs Twins.
Yeah,
get a huge discount, and you'll be supporting a patriot.
Yeah.
Don't forget, go to officialhogstwins.com. Go to the Fight Censorship tab, hit the links, follow us on Telegram, follow us on Rumble, and follow us on YouTube. They haven't censored us there yet.
Yeah, they're actually being fair.
Yeah. Go to officialhogstwins.com and pick you out a patriotic t-shirt today. Hell, I'm even giving you 20% off. Just type in discount code Chinese Virus. We call it Chinese because it's from China. We making t-shirts great again. Yeah.